Young Dolph. Now, I understand that some people that are watching this show, including Gam Gam, Gam Gam may not be familiar with Young Dolph and Big Juke and Yo Gotti and all of these guys, or even what's happening in Memphis. I had some guys in Memphis or from Memphis actually come up here a couple weeks ago. I just ran into them at the bar. I don't know them, but I know them now because we had some good conversations at the bar or whatever. And they were saying that they was from Memphis, and so we was talking about how Detroit has changed and how it's evolved, and he was like, hey, man, I wish Memphis leadership would do this. I wish it would do this. I wish it would do that. And that got me to thinking, right? It got me to thinking because I always think about the opportunities that are in a depressed environment, and when cities start to fall apart, that's kind of the buying opportunity for people that are sharks. You know what I'm saying? When you see depressed environments, that's an opportunity for gentrification, but there has to be certain factors that play out in order for us to really be able to gentrify and make it, an area better, while at the same time, you know, pushing out the riffraff, which leads me to this conversation, right? So yesterday, I get a bunch of emails from people like, oh man, you know, the murderer or the person from Young Dolph, they got actual video and all of this stuff. And so I'm gonna bring y'all up to speed. So before we get into the video, I'm going to tell you why this is important and why this hit is a thing. So, Young Dolph was an independent artist in Memphis, okay? Really great music from a hip-hop perspective. Beloved by the people and everybody. Everybody loved Paper Route Empire, which was the name of his record label. Again, he was independent. He wasn't interdependent on any record label, so on and so forth. Yo Gotti is another artist in Memphis, all right? Made a lot of money. Glorilla is signed to him. Several different people have success with Yo Gotti. The problem between the two is that although they had brief and limited interaction, it's long been rumored that there is a war, a gang war amongst so many different people that's happening in Memphis, but also between the two camps. Ultimately, Young Dolph's life was taken when he went into a cookie shop, and those people have been arrested. But what we're discovering throughout this whole process is that Yo Gotti, who was also the rival rapper, who was incredibly successful, a millionaire himself, his big brother is the one that ordered the hit. Allegedly, that's what's being proposed inside of the courts. His big brother is the one that put a $100,000 hit on Young Dolph's life. Big Juke himself also was killed earlier this year, okay? So it sounds like a web, but let me summarize it for you. Dolph, independent, killed by Yo Gotti's brother who put a $100,000 hit on him. Yo Gotti is still out here running around in the streets doing his thing. And although he's presenting himself as a corporate businessman, it seems as though he is still in the streets. Together now? All right, so let's dig into it, all right? So this is the latest updates from the news over in Memphis as far as prosecutors taking care of business and doing the thing that they should be doing over there in Fulton County, Georgia. But prosecutors in Memphis is now having this trial, and they're discovering all of this information, and this is where we come to.
Topping your news leader at 4 today, explosive new allegations this afternoon about the murder of Adolph Thornton Jr., known as rapper Young Dolph. That trial got underway today in a Shelby County courtroom. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Alex Coleman. April is on assignment. Justin Johnson, also known as Straight Drop, is accused of shooting Young Dolph outside a Memphis cookie shop almost 3 years ago. But today, prosecutors told the jury it was actually a man known as Big Juke who ordered the hit. They claim Big Juke was high up a record label, CMG, a rival of Young Dolph. Big Juke, who was the older brother of well-known rapper Yo Gotti, was killed earlier this year outside a Hickory Hill nightclub. WREG Shea Arthur has been in the courtroom all day and is live with the latest details. Shea, what have you learned?
Alex, I just stepped out of the courtroom just a short time ago. That testimony is still ongoing. It's really been going on really this entire day in this highly anticipated trial that really so many, just not across Memphis, but across the country, have been following. Young Dolph, loved by so many here in the Bluff City. Security here at the court very, very tight. There's extra police officers up inside there around the courtroom. You have to go through two metal detectors to actually get inside that courtroom. And the prosecution and the defense, they've been telling some very different stories about who is to blame here in the rapper's death.
Justin Johnson, one of the men accused of shooting young Dolph outside a Memphis cookie shop, sat stoic in court. Shelby County Prosecutor Paul Hagerman painted the picture of the day of the crime for the jury, who was brought in from out of Shelby County. Hagerman says Johnson, an aspiring rapper known as Straight Drop, shot Dolph along with a second man, Cornelius Smith. He says the shooting comes after a $100,000 hit was ordered by Big Jook, who was high up at CMG, a rival record label and the older brother of rapper Yo Gotti. The contract hit was arranged by a third man, Hernandez Govan. Investigators say Govan would seek out new talent for CMG and also provided drugs to Smith. The jury was shown the moments young Dolph was killed outside Makita's Cookies. Hagerman said to Johnson and Smith, the shooting was, quote, just business.
You see how that boy is shooting? He doing like this. Look how he's shooting. I'm going to show some more footage of this. But this is how he's shooting. That's Dolph's Corvette. All right. He had a signature look for all of his cars, which basically made him a target. Anywhere he went inside of the city, which I'm not even sure why he was still in Memphis, but that's Dolph's Corvette. And look how the dude is shooting into the window.
His cookies. Hagerman said to Johnson and Smith, the shooting was, quote, just business.
What we watch up here is so quick. And we watch it and we call it fireworks. That's a man with a family and with a life. Who's laying at the edge there in the yellow, riddled with bullets, dead. We watch that and we call it violence. For Cornelius Smith and for Justin Johnson, it was just business.
But Johnson's attorney says his client is innocent, saying there's two sides to every story, and Govan was using Johnson.
You like to exploit. You like to exploit young rappers, like Mr. Johnson. He brings no skill to the table, but you're going to hear testimony about how he intended. It was his sole mission to get a 30 to 60% piece of Mr. Johnson.
Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy was also...
That must have been a courthouse turn. You going to jail, jail. Listen, don't even fight them charges. Go ahead and plead out. If that's your argument, I can make a better argument than he could. If that was the argument, you going to jail, throw away the key, go ahead and get your soap. You bunking with Fleece Johnson tonight? I got you, big dog.
Also present, speaking to us about the trial finally happening nearly 3 years after the shooting.
Great anticipation. I mean, this is the culmination of a lot of years' work, and there's been a lot of work done by our staff at the DA's office and also by law enforcement to bring the people responsible for this tragic killing to justice, and that's what we're going to do this week.
Check. And Alex, really, so far in the case today, beyond those explosive opening statements that we heard, those accusations there from the prosecutor, we also heard from the sister of young Dolph, along with one of his former security guards. Currently, right now, Cornelius Smith, he is the second man, along with Justin Johnson, accused of shooting young Dolph there in front of Makita's cookie store. He's currently under cross-examination by the defense. We'll hear from him tonight at 5 o'clock. I'm going to go back.
Let me share some other footage of this really quickly. This is some of the testimony from a guy named Cornelius Smith. Now, I know a Cornelius Smith. He's actually a really good guy, and he's an actor. It's unfortunate that this guy's name is Cornelius Smith also. But let's go through it.
Say, y'all.
This is them showing the footage and him describing what happened in the footage when they jump out the car. All right?
Yeah, it is right there.
Stop it here.
It's me.
Can you stop it? All right. We're going to back up. I wanted to, back up a little bit. All right. First guy out of the car, who's that?
It's me.
That's you? Which one of the guns do you have?
I got the little Draco stab
one. Okay, that's that semi-automatic weapon, is that right?
Yeah.
You ever shot that thing before?
No, I haven't
shot it. Okay. You can proceed, all right.
So the first person to get caught, let me say this, the first person to get caught is always the one that's going to get the most lenient sentence. because he the one that's going to turn a witness in order to get the conviction for everybody else. And this is how why I tell you that we know who the killers and the dealers are inside of our communities. Why? Because all you got to do is solve for the first person, the first domino to fall, everybody else is going down too. The first person to get caught is going to tell on everybody else in order to save themselves. And this is why he's now testifying in court. Happens every time. Look at how he's
shooting. That's your gap hoodie, is that right?
You hit me.
That's you who you're shooting at?
No.
All right, now back it up again.
It's like a child.
Miss Iris, if you would. Back it up for Justin getting out of the car. All right, who's the second person here that got out of the driver's side?
It's Justin.
He's got the smaller handgun, is that right?
Yeah, bad pro baseball hand.
You're firing this crazy thing. What you see? What are you feeling?
I won't feel nothing at the time.
I ain't gonna even let it. Trying to get some money. Bet you probably would have wasted on oxycodone and ecstasy.
Trying to do something.
You shot that gun a bunch?
Right in there.
Yeah, I can't tell
you how many times I shot. Aiming for Dolph? No, I ain't for
Dolph. Was he able to say anything to y'all, or is he able to run or get away at all?
I shot through the glass, so if I wasn't close up on him, I was shooting through the glass.
Okay.
I saw him standing by the window. I just got out and started shooting.
All right. You can proceed till Justin shoots. There with the handgun. Who's that?
It's Justin.
All right, you proceed. All right, you stop right here. It's Dolph's brother, Marcus. Did you know that he shot back at y'all?
I ain't noticed until we pulled out. There was a bullet hole in my side window. And oh, I told Justin. I'm hit. He was like, I'm hit too. So I see, I'm hit right here on my leg, and I see a bullet hole in my sweater. I said, damn, I'm hit. So we driving out, he was saying he was hit. I'm talking to him, making sure we on Rick, making sure he's straight. I'm like, you all right? He like, yeah, I'm straight. But the bullet head went in my arm, and it was a bullet in my back.
I'm gonna back up.
That's all pure adrenaline. The only reason that these dudes wasn't screaming in pain and stuff is 1,000% pure adrenaline. These is monsters. These is monsters in real life.
You and Justin here are running to the white Mercedes, is that right?
Right.
You get in what side of the car?
I get on the passenger side.
And Justin gets back in the driver's side?
Yeah, he gets in the driver's side.
Y'all get in the car. You can watch the rest of the video here. Did y'all see Marcus getting a second gun from his car?
Nah, but when we pulled out, and I knew it was shots fired, I was finna shoot back, but there were too many cars coming, and I didn't just want to hit no anybody, so I didn't shoot back.
Because Marcus was shooting at y'all as y'all were leaving from down here, is that right?
Yeah.
And you would be in the car at this point?
Yeah, we was in the car.
Looking backwards?
Yeah, I was looking back, but we had, like...
Ooh, that Lincoln is sweet! Who is driving that stinking Lincoln back there? Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I was looking back, but we had...
Oh, man, look at the stinking Lincoln. I mean, listen, we so used to this happening in the community no matter what. Whoever got that stinking Lincoln back there, first of all, I wouldn't even have pulled into the parking lot after I seen what I seen. But that stinking Lincoln, whoo, whoo, whoo. Weber driving a stinking Lincoln is on point. It is beautiful. That is one of the cars that is on my grill list. I will be adding that to my collection soon. Ooh, wee. That Lincoln with the suicide doors. That's it right there. Oh, let me get back to the car. So, again, this is crazy. Let me play the rest of this video.
Like how we were driving, like how he was driving, he was all the way on the other side. But you know, so I ain't want to just shoot back. You know,
so the shots, all the shots that you fired,
he couldn't even run because his pants
were the ones
was
we saw
down.
Right here with Dolph. Is that right?
Yeah.
Listen, this is what I know for sure. This is what I know for sure. It's unfortunate that this is happening in the community, but this is nothing new. And if you've ever grown up in the hood, then this is not something that I've been away from it for so long. Here, I'll give you all my final thoughts on this in a minute.